Ladies and gentlemen, it is the Homemade Broadcast, an HM bonus edition of the show. It is January 4th, 2024. You know, I have not made a mistake yet. I might be jinxing it 4 days in, a little early, but I don't think that I've written 2023. That's always the joke, right? It's going to take till March for me to figure out it's a new year. Not me. No, sir. I'm on my game. I'm sharp. Already. Not really. I'm seeing 2024 is a year of changes. I'm doing more holistic things. I'm seeing a recommended chiropractor and I went and saw him today. Actually, the thing about the chiropractors is they always want you to come a lot. Don't clip that. They want to see you a lot. So you come to the office, you see, and you do that and they do stuff to you. Please. Why are we starting out the year like this? Why are you doing this to me? You go to their office and they touch you. I'm getting ready to start this video over. No, you go to the office and they crack you. They bend you over. This is not. You go to the office, a chiropractor's office. You go there. You go. Okay? And then they see you and they perform. They crack you, right? That's typically what a chiropractor does. I notice I'm going to this new guy, though. And the old guy I went to was great. I liked him. You know? I feel like this is even bad. Listen, you go to your man. Your man that can manhandle you, take you down on the bench, give you a good cracking, bend you in ways that you'd never been bent before. That's the old school way. That always worked for me. I need a guy that manhandles me and cracks me around, bends me, contorts me, and I always feel better afterwards. But they always want to see you again real soon, and they don't even take you out to dinner first. They just want you to come in, pay them, they'll manhandle you, and then you go. Because your body needs these treatments. So they say. Might be true. I don't know. But I went and saw this new guy. He's a very, very slight man. Thin build. Short. Like, kind of feminine a little bit. I don't know if he's gay. It doesn't matter if he's gay. I'm just saying. Okay? I'm trying to describe this man to you. Very gentle. And he really gives a bad handshake, though. Which I don't like. I like a, you know. He puts his hand out, and I'm like, can we just fist bump? Because it's too weak. It makes me feel weird. And you have very soft hands, which I like, because you're a chiropractor. And I appreciate that. But he doesn't crack you. He doesn't move you around. He's got this thing called a drop table, where he kind of puts you on and then, like, boosts you up. And then, you know, supposedly can feel stuff in your spine. He's moving stuff around, not, like, aggressively, just, like, lightly. Like, oh, I see this is out of whack here. Okay, I'm going to put the table up. Drop table. Boom. That kind of pushes you down. He wants me to show up to his office twice a week, and he doesn't take insurance at $65 a piece. It's a lot of money, dude. A lot of money, bro. So I don't know if I'm going to continue to do it. I got a lot of, you know, moving. He wants me to do acupuncture, too. You know, again, I don't know. I don't know why I resist these things, because they probably do work. Acupuncture, I'm not so sure about. Yoga would be good for me. Yeah, I know. I just don't want to do it. And it's not like I'm afraid of looking gay or anything like that. Don't really care. It just, you know, I guess it's just people just spoiled me on it because they're like, oh, it's a great workout. And I'm like, no, it's not. It's not. Stop it. You're lying. Well, you hold up your body weight. Yeah. I don't know. I think it's just the resistance to that sort of sentiment that's kind of, I don't know, just pulling me out of it a little bit. But I know it'd be good for me. He's saying, go to acupuncture. Here's a place. And it is pretty reasonable. And he goes, oh, man, I've been in different dimensions with acupuncture. He said he traveled to different dimensions. I'm like, okay, well, maybe I do have to give this a shot. I don't know. I'm going to try. I'm like, look, I'm going to try it. It's a new year. I'm going to stop my nonsense. I'm going to stop. I'm going to open my mind. a little bit. I'm going to open my heart a little bit more. I'm going to try these new agey things. I just wish he had a more manly handshake. I'm not going to lie. I'm judging him very harshly based on that. But he's just not that type of dude. You know, he's a healer. He's kind of like a gnome in the dimensions that he goes to. He's the one that transported here somehow. And now he's helping people through the magic of the drop table. So I don't know if it appears to be working. They put this like laser on your back. It's like this thing at the grocery store you scan your groceries with, but they scan your spine with it all the way up to your neck. And then it tells you where your nerves are firing, supposedly. I Googled it, and some people say it's a bunch of hooey, and then there's actually medical studies on it. So I don't know. Just like anything else, I don't know. I don't care. I'm going to try it out for a little while, and if I want to continue to do it, I will. And if I don't, I don't. But you got to try stuff because my body is fighting against me. It's a collapsing star, and I want 2024 to be better. So I'm going to try it, and I'll keep you updated. I'm sure you're on the edge of your seat to find out what my acupuncture is like. I'm moving out of here to the studio. I mean, if only you knew. I should do I think before I leave, I'm going to do a video to show you what I've been living in for the past 5 years. You are going to be shocked. It's not like gross or nothing. It's just so small. That's why I like those tiny houses. I think I could totally live in one. If I just had this place that was its own building in the middle of the wilderness somewhere with access to like Amazon.com though and Starlink, that'd be tremendous. So I've gotten used to, and the good thing is about moving, it's like, I'm done. I'm pretty much done. Threw away a bunch of stuff. It took that you find stuff when you're moving that I had no idea I had. So I'm just going to, you know, I got some friends that I'm seeing in a few weeks that live out of town. And guess who's getting some Christmas gifts? I wrapped them up. They're still in the boxes. So, you know, I didn't even know I had it. And it's not like I'm going to miss it. I'm like, oh, man, I could have used these things. No, you don't. I've just been doing that. Like, oh, this is a good thing. I should keep this. No, you didn't know you had it. It's been sitting in a drawer for probably 5 years since I moved in here. It's either going into garbage or going to Salvation Army. I found some things that I was shocked to find. And I found like an American flag that was folded up. Don't tread on me flag, which is at the Salvation Army now, which they'll probably have to burn an effigy because I think it's a hate symbol now or something. I don't know. But I'm like, you know, it's a cool thing. And I like the fact that the flags are made in China. The don't tread on me and the American flag were both made in China. So I think I'll maybe buy one that's crafted in the United States of America if I get that tiny house in the middle of nowhere. And I can just put that don't tread on me flag right outside the tiny house. I'll do that. But until then, I'm probably on a watch list for donating hate speech to a charity. So I don't know. Well, what if they throw it away? Fine. Good. Throw it in the garbage. I wonder how much of that stuff they get at the Salvation Army just immediately gets, nope, this is trash. Because stuff that even I was taking, I was like, this is borderline. And I was cognizant of it. I'm like, this should probably just go in the trash. But I wanted them to make the decision. I think Salvation Army is a good charity. I don't know. I know Goodwill is just like a store. They just take your stuff and sell it. And I guess they do some charity work, but I don't know. And I've heard bad things about Salvation Army too, but whatever, man. I don't know. So it's tough though. I am feeling a little sleepy, a little tired, but that's why I'm glad I got this. And I was going to drink it earlier because this is my last one. Luckily, there's a special deal going on this month, but my friends at Magic Mind, I'll drink it right now. This is Magic Mind Productivity Shot, subtly sweet, boost energy and focus. I need that. Crush procrastination. Definitely need that. And elevate mental clarity. Let's do it. I'm about to flip this table over. Ah. Oh, yeah, that's good. That is good. I'm going to be a superhuman, superman in a few minutes. Now, Magic Mind, yes, it is a productivity shot. It does a few different things for you. Like sometimes I'm obviously It took me a long time to get this video out. I was supposed to have it out at 8, okay? So I did procrastinate a little bit. And I probably should have just taken the shot, but I wanted to show you that it was good and tasty, and it's not going to kill you, okay? It is tasty. And sometimes you kind of have that procrastination, you know, the productivity stuff will kind of get to you. You know, you want to do more. You want to be more efficient. You want to do these little things. And now you got this little elixir to kind of help you out with that magic mind. And let me get their, I'm doing everything myself here. Let's get their website up. Now, if you go to magicmind.com, new code, Jan, magicmind.com/Jan, JanHMB. You get 1 month for free when you first subscribe, but for 3 months over there at magicmind.com/JanHMB. HMB20, use my code, is an extra 20% off. So now you're getting 75% off. Here, let me share this with you. There you go. Boom. Right there. So that's the code right there. 75% off. This lasts until the end of January. So hurry up before it goes away. And let me show you their website again here. Let me do everything myself. It's a low production value here. I would like to do something about it, but I'm my own producer and I'm my own, you know, I'm hosting, I'm doing all these things. Boom. So we're going to share that. That's what you see when you go to magicmind.com/JanHMB. You get your third month for free. And, you know, it's good. It's good for that focus, that little bit of boost in your energy. Now, I usually do it with a little bit of coffee. I don't want to do coffee. It's a little bit too late. Although I think I could drink a pot of coffee and go to bed. But this is a good, like, little boost, but it's not going to keep you awake either. It's got, you know, it doesn't replace my coffee. Some people say it replaces their coffee for them. I don't do that. But I have a little bit more recall, a little bit more memory. It does get me going a little bit. It's got these ingredients in it like matcha, which I just recently learned, you know, what it meant. It's got way less caffeine, but it also contains additional compounds called, I'm going to try to read these ingredients and really look like an idiot. Catechins that extend the benefits of caffeine by slowing your body's ability to absorb it, as well as a compound called L-theane, and that reduces the stress. So that's good. They work together to prevent a spike in cortisol levels. And we were talking about the cortisol levels with Anna yesterday with that buffalo hump that people get. There's a disease where they make too much cortisol. So that's maybe we need to get Anna's neighbors, some of these bad boys. All right, I'm going to try to read these ingredients. Bacopa moniri. That's a nootropic. It improves your attention span, your ability to process and learn new things and information, and your memory. It's got ashwagandha in it. It reduces stress and anxiety. It's got, okay, this one's tough. Rhodiola rosea. It's another nootropic and an adaptogen that reduces fatigue, anxiety, increases your body's resistance to stress, improves mental and physical endurance, and enhances your mental clarity. Lion's mane mushroom. I know that one. That one's good. It's another nootropic and adaptogen. It reduces anxiety and inflammation while also supporting cognition. And cordyceps mushrooms, an adaptogen that reduces inflammation, strengthens your immune system, and supports higher energy levels. So it's got all that good stuff on it. And I would recommend it to you. I would try it out, especially with this deal. This deal is crazy. And I believe it's also now available in Sprouts grocery stores as of last month. So if you want to try it out first. But this is a good, good deal. Again, I'm going to show you the deal here with the site. Here we go. StreamYard. Where is it? Oh, here we go. Jeez. I'm a little rusty. Okay? I've been away for 3 weeks. There's the code. January. Help gear up your 2024 New Year resolutions. Fully focused. You get 1 month for free. When you're subscribing for 3 months, magicmind.com/JanHMB. Okay. It's right there. You can watch it. If you're listening on podcast, I'll put it in the description and you can see it. Then use my code HMB20. It's an extra 20% off, which gets you 75% off. It only lasts till this month. the end of January. So hurry up before it's gone. MagicMind.com/Jan, HMB, HMB 20. I think you got it. Thank you, Magic Mind. Now, let's get into the... I was going to do a video about Cat Williams, because Cat Williams went on Shannon Sharpe's, which is like called the Shay Show or something, which is a really weird name. But he went on... I didn't know Shannon Sharpe was doing that. I think it's with DraftKings or something. He's got a lot of subscribers. I guess people really watched him on like sports... FS1 and ESPN. Which one was he on? I don't know. He did that show with Skip Bayless and they hated each other. And I've seen it a few times, but I haven't had cable in 10 years and have no intention of getting it. So I never really watched it. I never liked or disliked Shannon Sharpe. I respected what he did on a football field. And I didn't know he was a talk show host, podcaster now, but apparently he's doing pretty good. He's got over 1 million subs. So way to go, Shannon. That's dope. And Cat Williams went on there just railing on everybody. Kevin Hart, Diddy, like Cedric the Entertainer, Steve Harvey, just Harvey Weinstein. He said that Harvey Weinstein tried to give him a mouth stuff in his production room or something. I mean, pretty wild stuff, but I'm like, I don't know. Ricky Smiley was going off on. I can't keep up. Can't keep up. I pulled some clips and stuff, but you can go watch it on your own time. It was pretty interesting. I did find it fascinating. He talked about the gatekeeping, you know, in Hollywood and in his, you know, every click kind of has like gatekeepers that you kind of got to go through in comedy. And he was supposed to be this star. And then Kevin Hart, you know, he claims that he was like in the Illuminati or something. But I think when you say Illuminati, you just mean he got past the gatekeepers. He did the things that the gatekeepers wanted him to do. And that's probably true. I mean, right? I hear so many people, like friends of mine that are artists and musicians. And I go, yeah, if you had a studio behind you, you're as good as anybody else. I mean, literally. I've heard Taylor Swift's vocals with no production. Go check them out. They're on YouTube. Taylor Swift is good at her job. I'm not denying that. She's a hard worker. She did, you know, what she had to do, whatever that was. You know, there's a lot of thoughts and feelings about the things you have to do to get ahead in Hollywood. You know, obviously there's a lot of famous people in high positions that are accused of, you know, not nice things. Bad things, really bad things. And some people play the game and they, you know, suck on what they need to suck on. Take that with whatever, however you want. And they, things happen for them. Or maybe it's just like, maybe it's just you get lucky. You get talent. Hey, kid, talent scout finds you. I'm asexual. And I want to take you to the top. I'm a eunuch, and I think that you are just a talented person. So come on in. I'm going to make you rich and famous now. Maybe it's like that. What? Maybe it is. I mean, of course these things are happening. I don't think it's like unusual that it's just in his crew that there's like gatekeepers and bad people who... absolute power corrupts absolutely. And, you know, there's been some revelations, more Jeffrey Epstein stuff has come out. Anna and I talked about yesterday, and President Clinton was named 50 times. And, you know, he's a president, right? What are you going to do? There's a picture of him shaking JFK's hand when he was a kid. That's reasonable, right? It could happen. Or maybe somebody from Skull and Bones took him under his wing and, you know, shaped him and maybe sucked on what he needed to suck on. Whatever, take that however you will. Listen. Doesn't matter. We're in clown world. You understand? Losers win in clown world. That's what's happening. Talent means nothing. It means absolutely nothing. I've seen very talented people who do not go anywhere. There's still time. there's still time. But there's a lot of funny people out there, a lot of funny comedians who aren't getting, you know, roles. I love Shane Gillis's story just because he got, you know, this job on Saturday Night Live. He sucked on whatever he needed to suck on with Lorne Michaels. And, you know, he did it. He did it. He won. And then some journalist, like, dug through, did a hit piece on him and said that he made a racist joke about Chinatown on a comedy podcast where you tell kind of edgy jokes. And SNL said, no, we're not going to have you on the show. And he went, oh, that sucks. And then he just went on Joe Rogan and became, like, super famous because he's a talented guy. I mean, sometimes talent wins. Shane Gillis is hilarious. And his buddy Matt is hilarious. Matt McCuster. Sorry. I don't think he'll see this. But, you know, Shane didn't have to suck on anything. Maybe. Maybe he did. Listen, it doesn't matter. Okay? Just put it out of your mind. It's not important. So I couldn't really, it's not that I wasn't interested in what Cat Williams had to say. I love people just going off. Cat Williams does have a, you know, history of substance abuse. I don't know what he would say about that, but he's obviously had some problems in his life. And perhaps his mental stability is not great, but it was funny. I love watching people talk S, and he definitely did a lot of that. So that was entertaining. And I heard, I was listening to Ricky Smiley's response because Ricky is now affiliated. He's the, it's a syndicated program, but he's on one of the local stations here with the company that I sort of work for. And it's like, oh, I wonder what he has to say about this. And he did a whole segment. He called in his agent and former agent. And they kind of talked about, you know, where he was wrong, where Cat Williams was wrong, and kind of got Ricky's back. And then I thought he did something really lame. He was like, my son died a year ago and I'm having a hard time, which is awful. I'm so sorry that that happened. That's tough to deal with. But this thing where it's like, I had a bad thing happen to me, so you can't criticize me ever because I'm still dealing with this trauma. It's like, well, no, if you do something, I'm not saying he did. I'm just saying it doesn't make you immune to criticism now. He goes, well, I'm depressed. Okay. I'm sorry. But that doesn't mean you just get to do whatever you want, face no sort of criticism ever in your life again because you went through a trauma. But that's kind of the worldview and kind of where we're at now. So I thought that was pretty lame that he did that at the end. But anyway, go check out Cat Williams on your own time. It's like a 3-hour interview with Shannon Sharp, and they had like a 30-minute clip where they kind of got the juice out of it. So it was an entertaining watch. You can go check that out. I do want to talk about Wander Franco, though. Let's share this tab here. Wander, the Tampa Bay Rays superstar shortstop at one time. I don't think for very much longer. This story is getting bizarre. So he had the incident. He was accused over the summer of having a relationship with an underage girl. He's 22, I believe. And I think the girl was like 14, if memory serves me correctly, which often doesn't. But he kind of went, nah, that's a bunch of hooey. And then he just kind of went away, just kind of disappeared for a little while. And I think he went to the Dominican Republic. The Dominican Republic started investigating him. And then last week, you find out that he's gone. They wanted him to come in for questioning in the DR. And he just said, nope, and then just disappeared. But the story has gotten weirder. The underage girl who allegedly had sex with Tampa Bay Rays all-star Wander Franco told Dominican Republic investigators that her mother, took advantage of her relationship with Franco and other boyfriends to benefit herself. She said, since I was little, my mother has seen me as a way for her to profit from both the partners that she has had. So has this happened before where her mother was just pimping her out to older men? Which, that's a little crazy. And it is something that I really dislike, she said. According to, this is according to a court document obtained by the Dominican news outlet. Oh, here's something else I got to pronounce. Noticias Sin. The document was part of case of evidence presented by the public ministry in court on Wednesday. Showed that the girl's mother, whose name has not been publicly released, approved Franco's relationship with then 15-year-old for a span of 4 months. Okay, that's a little. I mean, he's 22, and if the girl was like 17, then you're like getting into a little bit of a gray area. I'm going to say something crazy, and please don't jump all over me for it, but even like 16, is that too much? I feel weird saying it, so it's probably too much. It's such a weird line in the sand that you're going after. But there's those Romeo and Juliet, you know, laws or whatever. 22 and 17 doesn't seem too... 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22. That's 5 years. I mean, like, my girlfriend now is 9 years younger than me. But I'm, you know, 39 and she's 30. So it doesn't really mesh well. You know, I mean, like, that seems fine. Maybe it's not. I don't know. But, yeah, I guess even, yeah, all right, you know what, yes, Wander, you can't be doing that. Can't Wander, what have you done? What have you done? 15 and 22 is too much. 17 and 22, you're pushing it big time. The 22-year-old star visited the family home on December 9, 2022. He took her for a period of 2 days. Geez, Jeffrey Epstein, and had sexual relations with a teenager. The prosecution said the court recorded or revealed that the teenage girl told a psychologist that her mother received a sum of 100,000, whatever Dominican money is. It's like $52, I think. And he also bought her a vehicle. So that's pretty nice. Now, in exchange for the money, the woman provided approval for the dates that Franco and her daughter went on. That is prostitution. Your mom is a pimp. Now, if she didn't receive money for it, now you're kind of just like, okay, well, she said it was okay. So I guess it's okay because the mother can consent. I don't even want to give my opinion on this stuff, but definitely when money's involved, that's prostitution and potential sex trafficking. And I think that the prosecution in the Dominican Republic said, yeah, we agree with what you're saying, Will. Franco's relationship with the minor league game, or with the minor, sorry, came to light in August after the National Agency for Boys and Girls Adolescents Family and Gender Violence Unit received an anonymous tip. According to the public ministry, the agency was alerted that the teenager had sent to publish that she had a relationship with a baseball player and that she wanted it published because of her mother, then accused... it's the first day back, folks, that she wanted it published because her mother, the accused, had her tired and that she was taking money from the accused, and she said that she didn't get any of it. So she really wasn't mad that she was prostituted out. She was just mad she didn't get her cut. Which is, I guess, if you're being prostituted, you at least want your cut. Franco addressed the allegations in front of his locker before game on August 13, 2022. At Tropicana Field, rejecting claims that he was dating an underage girl. The court document also revealed that the prosecutor's unit that specializes in money laundering and terrorism found that Franco's mother, now we're getting the mom, both moms are involved in this, Nancy Ibar is her name, made two wire payments totaling 1 million RD, which is a whopping $17,200. To the teenage mother's bank account. Ibar issued the payments on behalf of her son to make sure they were not traced back to him. Well, they were. So good job, mom. Authorities raided the teen's residence and found $800,000 in bills, around $68,000 American in money, and the vehicle that Wander bought her. Police and prosecutors visited two of Franco's properties located in his hometown. But the player was not there. He was found on just the other day right? Prosecutors charged Franco with sexual exploitation and money laundering and asked the judge to hold him for $5 million RD money, which is a whopping $86,000. I think he can probably swing that. They noted that the money laundering stems from charges of the allegations that Franco made payments to the minor's mother. What a story. What a freaking story, man. So now we got, I wouldn't be surprised if Launder's name is on the Jeffrey Epstein logs at this point. Yes, I think he was dead, before he would have had the opportunity. He's probably still in the minor leagues at that point. But, man, they would have been bros, Wander and Jeff. Best of friends, a lot of the same interests. So I think it's safe to say that Wander's done. I don't think he'll ever play baseball in Tampa again, which is a damn shame because he was really good. He's a really good baseball player. And all he had to do was not bang kids. And he just couldn't do it. So I wonder, and I think I've said this in the first video that where we talked about this. I wonder what his IQ is. Like, that might be a peer for him. I don't know. Just saying, like, maybe he can't relate to 22-year-old chicks. Maybe. Wander, just hire me for your defense. No, I'm not legally trained, but I will work for 100,000 RD. So you got to be running out of money. I know you signed that big deal, but I know you don't have it all right now. So I'm available. I'm not doing much. So, I'm just here talking on YouTube and podcasts. By the way, willsyoutube.com, HMB Radio on podcast, iTunes, Spotify, all that stuff. Homemade Broadcast Radio, HMB Radio, all one word. Click subscribe, tell your friend about it. Follow me on social, home_made_man on X and Instagram. I hope you're having a good year so far. I'm feeling juiced. I'm feeling jazzed. Go pick up some Magic Mind. And I'll talk to you probably not tomorrow because I have to finish packing up here. And maybe by the next time I see you, I might be in a new studio. So that'll be fun. And I'll be sure to make that video of my depressing apartment before I get out of here. Thank you very much for tuning in. I very much appreciate it. And we'll talk soon. All right. Bye.